Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姐妹们，午安。
It's so good to be here.
我很高兴来到这里。
Every time I come and join the singing with you guys, it's so uplifting.
每次我来到这里与你们一起敬拜，就觉得哇，真的是心灵舒畅。
Thank you guys for doing such a great job.
谢谢你们哦。
Yeah.Not only them, you guys too. Everyone said did a good job.
谢谢每一位弟兄姐妹一起同心敬拜。
Yeah, so today is a special day.
所以今天是一个很特别的日子。
We came and we are going to celebrate the ordination of Yan Yan.
我们来到这里，我们要来庆贺这个吴燕燕姐妹变成吴牧师的这个典礼。
吴牧师啊、yeah. So today, I am representing the Central Canadian District to come and officiate this ceremony.
所以今天我是代表区会来到这里来主持这个典礼。
Our District Superintendent, Reverend Shane Gold, cannot be here today.
我们的那个区监督没有办法来到这里。
But he asked me to come and...convey his greetings to you guys.
但是他邀请我来到这里，然后也带上他的祝福给大家。
So, maybe some of you know that I have also changed my job title.
也许你们中间有些人知道，我也升职了。
升职了。I'm not so sure whether 升职了 not. But,
换了一个这个对职位
Yeah, so I now no longer work at the district office.
所以我现在是在这个区会。
我不在区会工作。
我现在不在区会工作。
Now I'm working with the Canadian Chinese churches.
现在我是
还没有背好我的 Chinese Canadian Chinese Alliance Churches Association、yeah.
要不这个中文自己讲
这个中文是加拿大宣道华人宣道会联会、Now I'm the Executive Director、the 执行总干事、yeah, So now Thank you So this is actually my fourth month into the job
所以现在是我任职的第四个月
Yeah, so it has been wonderful and visiting churches not only in Ontario, but churches in other places as well.
所以我就是监督不同的整个不只是安省，还有其他的这些华人宣道会。
So today I want to say a few words, taking from a passage from 2 Timothy chapter 4.
所以今天让我们来看一下提摩太后书第四章一到五节。
Here Paul was talking to Timothy.
在这里保罗在跟提摩太讲话。
Timothy was in charge of a congregation.
提摩太在牧一个会。
Paul, well, we all know that was his, like his mentor or his teacher.
保罗呢，我们都知道，就好像提摩太的一个这个属灵导师。
So in this particular letter to Timothy, he was trying to encourage him and want to lift him up so that he can do a good job as a pastor.
所以呢，在这个书信里面呢，保罗是试着让这个提摩太可以被他劝勉，然后鼓励提摩太，让他可以成为一个更好的牧者。
So today I'm using this to encourage Yan Yan.
所以今天呢，我就用这篇道来鼓励将来的吴牧师。
将来的吴牧师。还有几分钟 a few moments to become a reverend. But for the rest of you who are not going to be 牧师，
那、
right?
对，那对于我们剩下可能不一定当牧师的人呢
？There are still lessons to be learned.
还是有很多可以让我们学习的一些东西。
So although this is from Paul to Timothy, but I'm sure.A lot of the things that Paul was talking about also apply to every one of us.
虽然当初是保罗是写给提摩太的，但是我相信呢，保罗写的这些东西在我们今天也可以适用的。
Let us pray and ask the Lord to help us to understand His message.
让我们一起祷告，求神来帮助我们理解。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for calling and loving Pastor Yan Yan.
我们感谢你，你呼召还有你爱吴燕燕。
You have equipped her.
你在过去一直的装备她。
You have used her to bless many people.
你也透过她使用她来成为我们多人的祝福。
So this afternoon, we want to invite you to be working in us.
所以今天下午我们邀请你来我们中间动工。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will open our spiritual eyes, open our spiritual ears.
我们求圣灵你来到我们中间，来打开我们属灵的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵。
So that we can see and hear what you want us to learn.
以致我们可以看见，也可以听见主你要我们看见和听见的东西。
We commit the following time unto your hand.
我们把接下来时间完全交托仰望在你手中。
I pray that you will come here and teach us.
我们求你来，求你来教导我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me see. So we are talking about serving the church.
所以我们在讲服侍教会这件事情。
So Timothy 2,000 years ago was serving the church.
所以2000年前提摩太他在服侍个教会。
Today Yan Yan is serving the church.
今天呢燕燕也在服侍一个教会。
Today, all of us are serving the church.
今天呢，我们每一个人都在服侍一个教会。
So, from this passage, I'm going to just look at it from three angles.
所以从这段经文呢，我们要用三个角度来看。
Why, what, and how?
为什么？做什么？如何做
？Why do we serve the church?
我们为什么要服侍教会
？And when we serve the church, what are we doing?
那我们服侍教会的时候是做些什么事情呢？
And how are we to do this?
然后我们如何的来服侍教会
？Very simple outline.
非常简单的这个大纲。
Why do we serve the church?
为什么侍奉呢
？Paul, when he was starting this chapter,
保罗当他开始写这个章节的时候
，before he even gave the so-called the charge,
在他就是开始之前
He said this The first verse In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus Who will judge the living and the dead And in view of his appearing and his kingdom I give you this charge
他说我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你
So even before he gave his charge, he said this.
所以在他嘱咐之前，他就说了这些东西。
What do you say?
他说什么？
He talks about Jesus. Talk about Jesus Christ.
他提到了耶稣，耶稣基督。
Who is the Jesus Christ?
谁是耶稣基督
？In a very simple sentence, he managed to pack.Into it a lot of message.
在这个这么短的一句话里呢，他把很多的重点放进去。
Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead.
基督耶稣是那个会审判活人死人的。
So we all know that one day Jesus will come again.
所以我们都知道，将来有一天耶稣还会再来。
And he will judge the living and the dead.
他会审判所有还活着的人，还有已经死去的人。
And today,
we
have heard this message like for 2,000 years.
我们已经听到这个信息，已经听了两千年。
Sometimes we forget.
我们有时候就忘了。
Because we are actually not sure when he's coming.
因为我们已经不知道他到底哪一天会再来。
And even Jesus said, "I don't know when I will be coming."
连耶稣都说，我也不知道我哪一天会再来。
And a lot of people at first was thinking, oh, maybe Jesus will come fairly soon.
一开始很多人以为耶稣是很快就会再来。
But then months and then years and then decades and then hundreds of years, Jesus hasn't come.
但是他们等了一个月，等了好几个月，好几年，等了一段时间，好几百年，耶稣还是没有再来。
Sometimes we forget.
有时候我们就忘了。
But Paul here is reminding Timothy.
但是保罗在这里就提醒提摩太。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead.
在神面前，将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
We are reminded that Jesus' return is a fact.
我们被提醒，就是耶稣基督还会再来，这是一个事实。
It has not happened yet.
还没有发生。
But it will happen.
但是将来会发生。
This right away, when we think about this, this will, I don't know what comes to your mind, but some people will be scared.
当我们想到这个，我不知道你的脑子里浮现什么，但是有些人可能会很惧怕。
Oh, I'm not ready.
我还没有准备好要见耶稣。
Or maybe you feel comforted.
或者是你觉得很自信。
Comforted, 安慰。
Oh, comforted, okay.
不是 confident, comforted.
或者你觉得被安慰到。
Yeah, yeah. So, maybe because you are in a very tough situation.
也许因为你现在在一个很困难的环境中。
So the thought that Jesus will come and make everything right again, that gives you comfort.
所以你一想到哇，耶稣再来的时候，所有东西都更新了，然后所有东西都变好了，然后你就非常的期盼。
And we are living with this hope that Jesus will come.
因为你就在活在这样的盼望中，说耶稣基督还会来。
And it is under such hope that Yan Yan and all of us are serving this Lord.
就是在这个极大的盼望中，所以我们每一个人就像燕燕师母，然后跟我们哦吴燕燕牧师跟我们一样，一起在这样子服侍主。
And Paul.Did not just talk about what will happen.
保罗不只是讲到将来会发生什么事情。
He also said in view of his appearing.
他还讲到凭着他的显现。
We all know how Paul met Jesus, right?
我们都知道保罗是怎样遇见耶稣的，对吧？
Jesus appeared to him.
耶稣向他显现。
I doubt.Any one of us met Jesus that way.
我很怀疑我们其中有任何人是这样子突然看见耶稣的。
Yeah, and then went blind for 3 days.
然后可能三天失明。
But,
但是
for those of us who are already Christians, we have met Jesus in one way or another.
但是我们这些已经信主的人，我们是不管是怎么样方式，我们确实在生命中。用一种方式遇见了耶稣。
Jesus has appeared to you.
耶稣确实向你显现过。
Otherwise, you would not have become a Christian.
不然的话的，你不应该会信耶稣的。
Very likely, Jesus did not appear in front of you.
耶稣可能不是视觉上的这样子，突然在你前面出现。
But very likely, he appeared to you in your heart.
但是可能是在你的心中向你显现。
In your mind.
可能是在你的脑海中。
In your spirit.
可能是在灵里向你显现。
So that you know that this is the Lord of Lords.
所以你才从内心的知道说啊，这是万主之主。
So that you know that this is the Lord who loves you.
所以你才知道说哇，这是爱你的那位神。
So that you know that this is the Lord who died for you on the cross.
所以你才能知道说这是为你的死在十字架上的。
That's why you said, Lord, I want to give my life to you.
这就是为什么你说主啊，我愿意把我的生命献给你。
Because you have saved me from all this bad stuff.
因为你把我从这个泥中救拔出来。
When we remember the fact that Jesus has in some form or some ways appearing to us, we feel excited too.
当我们想到说耶稣他是用不管是用哪一种方式向我们显现的时候，我们就感到非常的兴奋。
So we want to serve him.
所以我们想要服侍他。
So Jesus is not only someone who will come and not only someone who has appeared.
所以耶稣并 不只是他将来还会再来，不只是他已经向我们显现过。
He is also someone who is present right now.
他也是现在就在这里的那一位。
Paul went on to say, and his kingdom.
保罗继续说和他的国度。
His kingdom, where's kingdom now?
他的国度，国度，他的国度在哪里？
Sometimes when in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, may your kingdom come, right?
当我们在祷告主导文，我们也许说愿你的国降临。
When I first started doing that prayer, in my mind, whenever I come to that verse,I was thinking, okay, one day your kingdom will come.
以前我在祷告到那句话的时候，我可能脑海里在想说，哦，有一天神的国度会降临。
And therefore I say, may your kingdom come.
所以我才会说，愿你的国度降临。
In my mind, his kingdom has not come.
在我的脑海里，我认为他的国度还没有降临。
But then when I look at the Bible as a whole,
但是当我在读圣经，然后整体来读的时候
，I have a different understanding.
我就开始有一个不同的理解了。
His kingdom has already come.
他的国度已经来到了。
I think the very fact that all of us are gathering here, it is an expression, one expression of the kingdom.
就像我们今天弟兄姐妹聚集在一起，就是他的国度。
Just now we were all singing very happily about the Lord. We call him our Lord.
就像我们刚才大声赞美呼喊说这是我们的主的时候，也是一个国度。
We worship him and he is our king.
我们赞美他，我们说他是我们的王。
Whenever there is a king, there is a kingdom.
哪里有王，哪里就有国度。
We are part of his kingdom right now.
所以我们就是他国度中的一份子。
So now when I use the Lord's Prayer to pray,
所以现在当我用主导文来祷告的时候
when I say, may your kingdom come,
当我说愿你的国度降临
I mean, hey, I want more of your kingdom to appear in this world.
我的意思是说我想要你的国度更多更多你的国度在这个世界上显现
Not that you have not come You have already come But I want more
不是说你的国度还没有出现而是说你的国度已经出现了但是我希望有更多更多
I want to see more people joining this kingdom
我想要看到更多的人加入这个国度
Because this is the king That is only one who is worth our worship
因为这是那独一的真神，是唯一的值得我们去敬拜的那位王。
When we worship him, we feel fulfilled.
当我们来敬拜他的时候，我们感觉到被满足。
When we put our life and align our life with him, we feel joyful.
当我们将我们的生命跟他的旨意是形成一体的时候，我们感到真的很喜乐。
Oh, we want more people to share this joy.
我们希望更多的人可以来分享这样的喜乐。
So when we look at this verse again,
所以当我们继续再次读这个经文
，Jesus is someone who will come, who has appeared, and who is working right now.
耶稣是那个将要再来，而且已经来过，而且呢，现在就在这里的那一位。
And this is the reason why we want to serve him.
这就是为什么我们想要来侍奉他。
This is the reason why we want to serve the church.
这是为什么我们要来服侍教会。
So, let's move on. Oh, the answer is Jesus Christ, right? Yeah.
所以第一个问题的答案就是耶稣基督。
So, after answering why, let's look at, you know, what are we to do?
所以下一个我们要看的是我们侍奉是做什么。
Paul said this, preach the word.Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
所以保罗说务要传道无论得时不得时总要专心并用百般的忍耐各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人
Now, I must say, as a pastor, there's a lot of things to do.
所以我想说如果是一个牧师有很多很多很多事情要做很多真的很多
I think Yan Yan don't need me to remind her
我想燕燕师母已经不需要我告诉她有多少事要做
all of us who have served in the church we know that there are a lot of things to do
我们所有在教会服侍过的人都知道有很多很多做不完的事情要做
But Paul here is highlighting a few things.
但是呢，保罗在这里呢，特别提到了几件很重要的事。
Not only in this verse 2, but in verse 5, he also said a few things.
在第二节还有第五节都提到。
In verse 5, he said, But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship to do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
第五节他说，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
So I try to use an acronym to summarize what Paul was saying.
所以我试着用几个英文字来这个拼出这个总结一下保罗说什么。
So CRED each one will represent a job.
所以 CRED 然后每一个都是一个字的字母。
First, correct.
好，第一个责备 ，correct，
so,
责备。
In English, it says correct, you know, but in Chinese, it says 责备 is like
harsh.
It's a bit harsh, eh?
More harsh.
纠正，指出你的问题，yeah, 这个可能 ，yeah， 但是责备 is also sometimes it's used that word too.
Yeah, right? 所以 correct 我们也可以翻成就是纠正，可以指正，指正你。
Okay, rebuke.
警戒。
So this is even in the original language, rebuke could be more serious, more harsh.
所以这个在原文里，这个警戒这个字可能更重一点。
And then encourage.
然后勉励或者劝勉。
So I.One day, my wife, who is sitting here,
有一天我的师母坐在这里，这位。
One day, she told me this.
有一天她告诉我。
Hey, Tommy, I realized that you are quite harsh with our son.
哎，我发现你对我们儿子有点凶。
Can you be more encouraging?
你可以就是多鼓励他吗？
You are always correcting and rebuking.
你一直责备他，警戒他。
And then when your daughter comes,
然后当你女儿来的时候
，you always give in.
你就一直鼓励她。
Whatever she comes and asks you to do, you always say yes.
你一直，对，她女儿要你干嘛，你就干嘛。
You're always encouraging to your daughter.
你对你女儿怎么一直是勉励的呢
？You seldom rebuke her.
为什么对儿子一直是责备呢
？And then he's like, "Is that right? I didn't realize it."
然后我说，哦，是这样吗？我没有发现。
And then when I look at myself, say, "Yeah."
然后当我再一次醒视自己，就
I didn't know.I thought I loved them the same.
之前没有发现，我以为我爱他们两个人都是同等的。
And I still think that I love them the same.
我仍然相信我同样的爱儿子跟女儿。
It's just that the way I express my love might look a bit different.
只是我表达我爱的方式有一点不太一样。
Yeah, every time my daughter, I think my family knows. If you want daddy to do something, send Michaela.
对，我的家都知道，如果要这个要我做些什么，就是派女儿来。
Daddy will never say no.
因为这个父亲永远不会对女儿说不。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
sometimes when we as church leaders or as pastors, we know that we need to do all these three things.
有时候我们身为教会的牧者或者是领导，我们知道我们要做这所有的。
But sometimes,
但是有时候
unknowingly, unconsciously, we may be more encouraging to certain people.
不知不觉的，我们可能对一些人就好像特别的鼓励。
To some other people, we tend to be has less patience.
对另一群人，我们就失去了耐心。
So this is something that all of us will need to remind ourselves.
所以这个是我们每一个人都要提醒自己的。
Correct and rebuke, I make it sound like it's a bad thing, but it's actually not bad things.
所以责备还有警戒听起来好像是不好的东西，但事实上不是的。
If you really love someone,
如果你真的很爱一个人
and if he is doing something wrong,
这个人做错了一些事情
at appropriate time and situation, we need to speak the truth with love.
在对的时候，我们需要这个用爱心说诚实话。
And at times we need to correct and rebuke.
就有时候他真的走到这个弯路，你是需要来责备他，来警戒他的。
So this is something that we all need to take into consideration.
所以这个是我们每个人都要去想考虑的事情。
And then Paul also encouraged Timothy to do the work of an evangelist.
然后保罗还鼓励这个提摩太要做传福音的工作。
When I look at this church,
那我看这个教会
the kind of evangelism that you guys are engaged in,
你们所做的这些传福音的这些事情
your student fellowship in, with Brock University,
你们的这个燃烧吧非常好。
And Pastor Yan Yan is heavily involved.
然后燕燕师母真的是哇付出她一生在努力这件事。
Wow, this is even more expressive than what I was doing.
加油天主。
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, because...
因为
we need to do the work of an evangelist.
我们需要做传福音的工作。
Because there are a lot of people who are still not within the kingdom of God.
因为在我们神的国度里还有好多好多人还没有进来呢。
We need to do those works.
所以我们需要来做这些事情。
And the last one is just a duty.
最后一个只是说了职分。
Because there are a lot of different things.And we need to always take a good look at all our duties.
因为呢有很多很多的事情，然后我们真的要去看我们的职分，我们责任要做些什么。
So this is actually my way of summarizing verse 2 and verse 5.
所以我就用了这个五个点来这个概括这两节。
And last part, how?
最后一点。如何侍奉?
I'm not here talking about some skills and how exactly to do it.
我在这里所说的不是一些特别的特殊技巧啊，或者怎么样做。
But we are talking about how do we the posture, or our attitude towards serving.
但是更多是我们对侍奉的一个态度，一个姿态是什么?
Paul said in verse 5 again.But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
保罗在提摩太后书的四章五节说，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
Keep your head and endure.
凡事谨慎，要用脑子想，真的要去看。然后呢，你要忍受，忍受。
If we are honest, sometimes in church it can be difficult.
如果我们很诚实的来讲，有时候在教会里真的非常的困难。
And we need to be careful too.
然后我们也要谨慎小心。
Not only because the sheer volume of work.
不只是因为很多的事情要做。
But also sometimes we might have to deal with all kind of different type of people.
而是很多时候我们真的要因为人非常的不一样，所以我们需要跟他们打交道。
Here.Paul actually also said that there will be people who don't want to listen to sound doctrine.
保罗在这里也说，也会在教会里也会有一些人是厌烦那些真理健全的教导，他们耳朵发痒的。
耳朵发痒。And in our Chinese language, it's used 纯正的教导，对不对？
纯正的教导。
Yeah, so in English, it translates sound doctrine.Doctrine. But when I look at the original language,
但是当我看那个原文的时候
the Greek actually used a word that has a connotation of healthy doctrine.
那个希腊文特别指到了一个健全的、健康的一个这样的一个真理。
It's the same word that Jesus was saying, "Hey, only sick people need a doctor, but healthy people do not need a doctor." When he used the word "healthy," it's the same word that Paul was using here.
就跟耶稣在另一个经文里他讲到说只有那些病人需要用到医生健康的人不需要医生是同一个跟那个健康是同一个字
So what is a healthy doctrine?
所以到底什么是一个健康的一个真理
And that people, some people don't want to listen
为什么有些人不想要听这些健全的真理呢、
So What comes to your mind when you are thinking about healthy? Okay, let's not talk about doctrine first. Let's talk about what is a healthy diet.
Okay, 这样我们来讲个比喻，就是如果我们来想一下，到底一个健康的一顿饭是什么样的？
健康的饮食是
哦，健康的饮食，
一顿饭
不只是吃的，还有喝的。
So what comes to your mind?
所以你脑子里想着想
到什么 healthy diet.
健康的饮食健身的那几个
披萨 My son would say that but、no.
我儿子会同意你但是
okay. So okay、We of course have to eat good food
我们要吃那个高质量的食物、
Need to eat something that is hygienic, clean, 卫生的、健康的、干净的。
哦，卫生干净的。
So those are good, right? Natural products and also those good stuff.
天然的。
But let's say I have a bottle of natural, organic honey.
OK 如果说我有一瓶那个 organic 怎么讲
有机的
有机 OK 有机
天然的
有机天然蜂蜜
Is it good stuff?
好吗
Part of a good diet? Maybe
好吗健康吗 Yeah
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 But if you just eat that
但是如果你只吃这个
Is it a healthy diet?
只吃这个蜂蜜，天天只吃这个蜂蜜是健康的吗
？No,
no,
you know,
不是
，because it's not a balanced diet.
因为是不平衡、不均衡的一个营养。
Although this component, this particular food is good.
虽然这一瓶蜂蜜是好的
，but if you don't have other things to Then this is not a balanced, healthy diet.
对，但是如果你又不摄取其他的营养素的话，那这个是不均衡的，就不是一个好的健康的饮食。
So now come back to healthy doctrines.
所以我们现在来讲讲这个健康健全的这个教导。
So there are good teachings.
所以有很多是好的教导。
Pure teachings,
纯正的教导
But if we just look at those things and neglect other things, this is not a healthy, balanced doctrine.
但是如果你只吸取这一个教导，你不去看其他，不去听其他的教导，那这不是一个平衡、均衡的。
Our Bible, there are 66 books.
在我们圣经里有。66卷书
And there are a lot of different teachings in there.
在圣经里有很多很多不同的教导
Our God has revealed to us many teachings.
我们的神向我们显现了这么多的内容，这么多教导
We need to open our eyes and open ourselves to all the different good teachings.
所以我们需要打开我们的心，然后呢，想要去学习这所有不同的纯正的教导。
What happened today?
今天是怎么回事？
Some Christians, they tend to just listen to a certain preachers who have a few pet topics, and they just focus on certain things.
有一些信徒就是可能就追一个明星牧师，然后那个只是追那个人讲的某几个主题而已。
Everything else, like, no, I don't want to listen.
其他任何跟圣经其他部分有关，他是说不要，我不想听。
If you are on Facebook,
如果你在脸书上
or if you watch YouTube,
所以或者你看油管，
油管 ，yeah. You realize that when you watch certain things, they will keep giving you the same kind of things.
你会发现，当你开始看一个主题的时候，然后那个他们就会一直跳出来，让你继续看那个。
After a while, you think that the whole world is just talking about these things.
过了一阵子，你就以为这整个世界就只有那个主题而已。
And this is kind of dangerous.
这是有点危险的。
Because our Bible is a very balanced teaching. It contains a very healthy doctrines.
因为我们的圣经是非常的平衡的，里面有非常多非常好的教导。
But the problem is, some people don't like to listen to things that they don't agree with.
但是问题是有一些人他不喜欢听那些他不同意的那些事情。
It is a challenge for pastors, for Christian leaders to...try to teach a healthy, balanced doctrine.
这个对我们牧者们呢是一个很大的一个挑战，因为我们需要教导一个平衡的，我们要把圣经里的内容都均衡的教导出来。
So I think when Paul is saying, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship.
所以当保罗说，你要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难。
Maybe it's in the context of dealing with people who don't want to listen to you anymore.
也许他那时候正是面对着一群不想要再听他讲的人。
Or they are just focusing on certain things.
或者那群人就只想要听某种话题。
So as pastors, we need to be very careful in understanding and analyzing all the different doctrines and what people are thinking and what they should be thinking.
所以作为牧者我们要非常的谨慎，然后要去分析说，哎，现在我应该教导什么，我的会众他们都在听些什么，我应该怎样均衡的来教导。
So Yan Yan, I'm often talking to myself.
所以燕燕虽然我也在讲自己。
Let's keep our head and endure.
让我们凡事谨慎然后忍吧。
It's great. So I'm using this as the last slide.
所以最后我们要讲务要传道。
Preach the word, okay?
务要传道。
Yeah. So this is something that we as pastors need to do.
对，这是我们作为牧者必须做的事情。
Pastor Yan Yan went through theological training.
燕燕师母去了很受过神学教育。
There we learn about Bible.
在神学教育我们学习圣经。
Learn about how to share the word of the Lord.
我们学习到怎么样来分享神的话语。
And we have been trained to preach.
我们也被训练怎么样来讲道。
But,Maybe I want to say that we do not only preach with our mouth.
但是我想说我们不只是用着爱心来传道。
不单单用口来传道。
不只是用口来传道。
Yeah, because the word is a living word.
因为神的话是活着的。
Is to be lived out.
是我们要活出来的。
It's not just to talk about.
不是只是讲而已。
And when I look at Pastor Yan Yan,
那我看到燕燕
she lives out God's word.
她真的活出了神的话语。
And let's continue to do that.
让我们继续的这样做。
We do not just talk about God's teaching.
我们不是只是用口讲神的教导。
We use our lives to live out God's teaching.
而是用我们的生命活出来神的教导。
Because,
因为
when people look at our lives, it is what they see in our lives that matter.
是当别人看到我们的生命，他从我们的身上看到什么，是那个他们 给他们印象。
It's not just about what they hear.
而不只是他们听到我们说什么，而是他们看到我们生命上活出什么。
The worst scenario is that you preach a beautiful sermon, but then your life is like there.
Yeah, 最糟糕的是如果你能够讲很完美的一篇道，但是你的生命是 there.
Best translation. Yeah.
最好的牧师。
You understand. So,
你们明白的。
Yeah. So, preach the word.
让我们务要传道。
Not just with our mouth, but with our whole life.
用我们的嘴去传道，而且用我们的全身心灵去传道。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh, Father, we thank you again.
主啊，我们来这里感谢你。
Because you have given us such important reminders.
因为你今天用这么重要的事情来提醒我们。
I lift up Yan Yan to you.
我们在这里把燕燕交在你的手上。
May your teaching, leave a deep mark in his heart, in her heart.
愿主你自己的教导在她的心中，也在我们的心中烙下很深的印记。
May your own words grow inside her.
主啊，你自己的话语在他的心中能够扎根成长。
So that other people will continue to witness what you have done in her and through her.
以至于我们其他人在他生命中一直可以见证到主你在他生命中所做的一切事情。
We thank you.
感谢赞美你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.